Hello from Segama, from my living room, actually. I am sitting on the couch. I've got the wood stove is going. We have a little bit of snow outside melting. And Mimi is in the kitchen teaching English. What else? Oh, yes, I have some banana bread she made me, toasted with some butter and a cup of coffee. So I'm really hating life here. Okay, well, it's been a very busy, interesting, wonderful last week or so. So let me get to my list here. On Sunday, we had a wonderful, wonderful morning service. Several different things. One of them was the singing. It was just seemed to be extraordinary this week. Believers were just singing with all their heart. It was just all of us. It was a wonderful, wonderful time of congregational singing and before and, you know, during the service. Then we had, okay, so for the first session, where we're divided up in classes, Billy and Amber are here. That's the picture that I sent with the initial note there. That's Billy and Amber Hamrick. And so they've been here since last Tuesday, I think it was. And we've had a wonderful time with them. Billy's been working away at church. I'll talk about a little bit more about that in a minute. But anyway, back to Sunday. So on Sunday in the teenage class that I have, I had Billy give his talk to them, give his testimony. Basically, he just directed his testimony to their age. We had three boys, all I had, and none of the girls were there for some reason. Three boys were there, ages 13 and 14, and he just laid it down. He said, "That's how old I was when I started, when I began to leave the things of the Lord." And yeah, he just went on to give them some very, very clear and serious warnings about what happens when you follow the world. So it was excellent for our three young men there. So their names are Iñaki, many of you know by pictures, and then Josep and Samuel. So they got an excellent teaching. Oh, and in fact, that I recorded it and put it up on the YouTube channel, and It's an audio with just a picture there, because since it's interpreted, it's in English and in Spanish. And if you have any young people, teenagers, not necessarily, you know, going off into the world, but just, you know, that they're all going to be tempted with that, this would be an excellent lesson for them. I highly recommend it. I'll send you the link later. And, man, you would do, whoever they are, you would do them a huge favor by sharing them this link and letting them hear Billy's testimony straight for them. Specifically 12, 13, 14-year-olds, but, I mean, it's good for anybody. It was a blessing for me. So, and then during the service, Amber played the piano and Billy played a trumpet solo. That was very, very good as well. So great, great Sunday morning service. Just excellent. And then on Saturday, going back to Saturday, I sent that picture. I was floored, really. I had no idea. I just really didn't want to even get my hopes up for the Saturday Bible study having any, you know, good attendance. But we were full. We had to add tables. So I think there were 14 of us, and several were missing who could not make it and wanted to. So, or they were out. So, man, that was great. We started 1 Samuel and started chapter 1, verse 1. And the book of Samuel is all full of excellent examples of men serving God and horrible examples of men not serving God and what happens, you know, and all the consequences. So really looking forward to it. I took maps for them. We read introduction to it, and then we just walked our way through. We only got to verse 5, but I sensed a very keen and serious level of interest. So praise the Lord for that. I said, when do you want to have it again? Almost every one of them is coming back this Saturday, so we'll do it again this Saturday. Oh, and another thing I don't have on my list, I forgot. We have started this Read Through the Bible in 1 Year project with a bulletin board where everybody who wanted to, of course it was completely voluntary, could sign up for it. And those who had never read before the Bible, you know, the whole thing, and even those who had, if they wanted to be a blessing to the others and just by their example be on there and X off every week they're reading. So, yeah, in the end, there's well over 30 on the list, which is excellent. And I had a very interesting conversation with one of the men later who said, I am really looking forward to the end of the year being able to say I read the Bible through. So, yeah, that was good. So that's a good thing. And let's see, one more thing. You'll see some pictures at the end that I'll send out. One is Amber at the piano. Billy did a whole bunch of these chair guards along the walls. The chairs were making quite a mess on the walls. So upstairs and downstairs, he put up some rails there. Protected them, coated them, and put them up, and yeah, that's going to be very helpful. Amber did some work on the steps, putting down a strip of kind of a, I don't know, sandpaper kind of thing. Anyway, so we can see the stairs easily going down, and anti-slip strips or something like that. So she was there working a couple of days as well, and so that'll be couple of those pictures. And then there's going to be a picture of the twins with Mimi, and I'd like for you to pray for them. They would appreciate your prayers for they've been here since before Andrea's wedding, and they would really like to stay here indefinitely, serve in the church and, you know, find work and so forth. But it's very complicated. I guess it sort of happens in the States, you know. Those who want to come in properly and do things right run up against the highest wall of paperwork and obstacles that you can imagine, you know, whereas the vast majority of people coming in from South America, Central America, and Eastern Europe, they just come in, stay illegally until 2 or 3 years later they can automatically get their paperwork, and that's the way they do it. And those who want to do it right just run up against all kinds of bureaucratic nonsense. So they're trying to see how they can get a visa for studying, and yeah. So if you wouldn't mind praying for them, their names are Elisa and Deborah. Elizabeth, I guess, short for Elizabeth. Liz and Deborah. And I don't remember, I don't have the picture in front of me, so I can't tell you which is, I can tell you. Not that it matters too much for prayer purposes, but, so Mimi is there, and then beside her is Deborah, and on the other side in the green dress is Elisa. So, thank you for praying that the Lord will work things out so they can have the desire of their hearts, which is to stay and serve here, so. Okay, this is getting a little long already, and I want to tackle my banana bread. Take care. God bless you. Goodbye.